Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Inner Dialogue. So today I want to talk about something that is essentially a follow-up from our last episode, which was about creating a personal space for yourself. If you haven't heard it, I will link it in the show notes so that you can hear it. It's a pretty small episode, so go ahead, give it a listen, is that what you say? And come back to this one. So, now that you have figured out how to create a personal space for yourself, it's time to actually allow yourself to be you. And speaking from experience, if you haven't done that for years, this can get super hard. And it can get scary to go deep into a single thread of thoughts and figure out who you really are, what you believe in, and how to show that to the world. And in some cases, decide not to show that to the world because the world isn't ready for it yet. And that, if that happens, I'm saying it right now, that is super sad. And I am in such a position right now, but I do hope that eventually either I get enough courage or this world becomes easier to live my truth in. But anyway, I digress. I want to talk about how to just allow yourself to be who you are inside your own mind. And you might be wondering why I'm even talking about this when we are who we are inside our brains. We don't have anyone else there to pretend in front of, you know? I don't think that's true. I think the thoughts we grew up with, the beliefs we grew up with, they force us to shut a part of our brain or a side of us that we are not capable of dealing with without actually breaking down that whole belief system that we've created. And that is hard. I grew up believing, or rather hoping, that I would be one of those kids who didn't have to fight society, who fits society's needs and wants and expectations perfectly. And while growing up, for majority of my childhood, I felt like I was there. Because when I was growing up, my parents had issues or were disappointed with my sister because she wanted to date people. She kept on getting into relationships and they had to pull her out of it. And then she wanted to dress in certain ways that they thought were not safe for her to do in the culture or the place where we grew up in. So a lot of my childhood was my parents telling my sister not to do things I naturally didn't want to do. So for me, I was like, yeah, I'm lucky. I fit into the world. I am pretty good. My parents are not going to get disappointed in me because I hate wearing dresses. I hate wearing all the things that my sister got scolded for wearing, or I don't like dating people, so I'm good there. I don't have to worry about my parents being disappointed in me. And it was this, this want or this desire to be the perfect kid that stopped me from allowing myself to get to know who I really am for the longest time. And I make it sound like it's my parents' fault. They have been the most supportive in my journey of figuring myself out. They have been telling me for years that it doesn't matter who I am, whoever I am, I'm amazing. Yeah, for some terms and some words that I've used to describe myself, they might have to take a few years to accept it. But at a basic level, without using words that come with its own stigma and stuff, my parents understand to some level that I am not the heteronormative society that they grew up in. So I'm lucky that way. But the first time that I even allowed myself to think I'm not straight took a lot of days of working and a lot of society starting to tell me that I don't fit in. Because I remember I started growing up I mean, I guess I always grow up, or am growing up. But I remember I started doing internships, and during my internships, what used to happen was that, actually, I think it was not only internships, it was also just university and people being more open about their relationships and their life, I don't know, their life plans. And during my internship, my first two internships actually, one thing I noticed was that everyone wanted relationships. It wasn't just my sister. Everyone needed relationships. Relationships actually made people happy. But the funny part was, I thought that I wanted them to, but every time I imagined myself in a relationship or I got close to actually getting into one, I would freak out because nothing felt natural to me. Even the act of going on a date with someone felt awkward and honestly not really something that came naturally to me. So I started finally feeling that I don't fit into the world. But then it didn't really hit home that I could disappoint my parents by not being in relationships, which, just to remind you, was something that made my parents happy when I was younger. But my sister was getting married, and I suddenly realized how my parents didn't want me to be in relationships at that point in my life. But if I didn't grow up and get married and had a normal, sorry for using that word, had a cishet relationship, I would be a disappointment. But every time I saw the things my sister was doing and that they were genuinely making her happy, I freaked out because I did not want that for myself. And in this freaking out, I realized that there had been this thought that kept trying to come up in my mind for the past 4 years that I hadn't allowed to come up, because the fact that I'm asexual meant that I'm not straight was too much for me to handle, because being straight is the only thing that my parents thought was okay. And this was my parents 2 years ago. At this point, I think they've come a far, far way from there. And now probably they understand that better. Honestly, I haven't had the conversations with them, but I can sense it. I can sense them learning more and understanding more. But yeah, so when I saw my sister get married, I was like, okay, it's time to ask myself if I actually am straight, if I actually want to go ahead and enter the same marriage, cishet world that she's in. And even though I knew the answer, I actually had to say it out loud to myself. I had to tell myself that you have to say it out loud to make it true. And I remember just lying down in my room one day and going like, no, I'm not straight. I'm asexual. And for many people, that might feel like it's not a big deal to be asexual and accept yourself, because society is not gonna shun you like the way they treat people who are some other sexuality that's not straight. And honestly, I agree. But also, you have to realize that as someone who is asexual and aromantic, growing up in a world that expects you to be sexual in some sense, to be romantic in some sense, is hard, because most of my childhood felt like everyone else was being fake. Everyone else was not being real, but no one allowed me or gave me the words to understand that I'm just different. No one around me told me that it's okay to feel like this, but the other people around me are not feeling like this. Because I genuinely thought everyone was just faking things. But yeah, back to having those difficult conversations with yourself. I think for me, the biggest thing that helped was breaking things down into smaller chunks. For example, when I started thinking about my gender. So I started questioning my gender pretty much a year after I accepted that I was not straight. And I started questioning because I met a trans man, and his experiences and my experiences growing up were so similar. Honestly, it was pretty much like exactly the same, except that we grew up in different cultures. But I came home after that conversation with him and I was so scared. I was like, no, I cannot be trans. And I ignored that for 2 months. I ignored that whole feeling of finally connecting with someone and talking about the things that as a child I thought everyone thought. But that's not true. I've realized that. But I did not let myself think about that topic for 2 months because obviously I grew up in a society where it's hard to think about these things. So, how did I start? I broke it into smaller pieces. I started with just asking myself simple questions about how I would dress if I was alone in this world or if there were no restrictions. And from then, I started taking small steps forward. I was like, okay, what kind of clothes I would wear if I had no gender restrictions on me. I went on to, okay, let's say I wear those clothes and I'm out in the public. If someone uses she, her pronouns for me, if someone calls me lady or ma'am, is that something I'm comfortable with? And these questions, it sounds like it took like a few minutes for me to answer. Honestly, it took days. It took days of experimenting and going out and being in public and realizing why. And for example, with the question of would I be comfortable being referred to as ma'am or lady or woman, I had been cringing every time I was referred to with these words for the longest time. So that question was sort of easier to answer, but breaking the bigger question down into smaller chunks actually helped me see, or like, I don't know, see lists of proofs of like, okay, I'm thinking in the right direction. But yeah, so breaking it down into smaller questions actually made me realize that I'm not faking this, I'm not getting influenced by someone I met or anything, because every small question allowed me to see if I'm thinking in the right direction. And from then, I kept moving on. And to be honest, till now, I still haven't fully realized if I am a trans man or just a non-binary person, but I'm still in the process. And yes, these conversations are still hard for me, but having my personal space and asking myself questions purposely, not just allowing myself to, you know, just be alone, has really helped me come far and accept who I am. So all I want to say is having a personal space or a safe space for yourself where you are allowed to think is not enough. You have to sort of put more pressure, and it can be stressful, so take your time, but put more pressure and ask questions consciously to yourself, because that's how you deconstruct the beliefs and the thoughts and everything that has been building up for years to see who you really are. It's hard, I know. It's scary to accept the answers you get. But believe me when I say this, and I'm still in this process, so you should believe me because I'm going through the same thing, that whatever you find, it's going to help you grow, help you to be stronger for what has to come in the future. Imagine living a life where you don't live as yourself, but as what others see when they see you. Would you be happy? Remember that you are living for yourself. When you're born, you come alone. When you die, you go alone. But it's your truth and your reality that builds the story of you and of others around you. Imagine if you just follow the same guidelines that society has been telling us, then what role does your character even play? And that sounds scary. I don't mean to say that you should not live if you can't break out of the societal constructs that are built around you. But all I mean to say is that even if you are following society's script to keep yourself safe, as long as you know who you are and you have allowed yourself to grow in your personal space, in your own space, you're moving somewhere. And I do not say this lightheartedly. I know for many of us, it's not easy to live as our true selves. We are still fighting the battle, and sadly, we will have to keep fighting the battle for a little bit longer. But if you're hearing this and you can relate, then know this, you're not alone. There are so many of us out there, and one day you will find someone who you can just be with. And I don't mean this someone as like a romantic partner or something, just someone on the bus maybe, or someone in a TV show. And know that you're not alone. If others can survive and see through the other end of this, you can too. And again, if you need to talk about anything or share your experiences or give your tips on allowing yourself to break through the, I don't even know, the chains that society has created inside your own mind, please go ahead and comment them on Twitter and email us at theinnerdialoguepod@gmail.com. I'm here for you. And there are many other people who are here for you because they were here for me. So we have a whole team of people to support you. Anyway, have a good week. I guess you will hear from me next week. Till then, I hope to hear from you. Take care and goodbye.